This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jeff Thomas has joined us in here for this segment because we have to ask him a very strong question because Lima noticed this. What was this, a couple of weeks ago, Tone, about the price of Oasis tickets?
Well, we were getting some messages that because they actually showed up on time, performed, didn't get in any kind of a tiff, didn't cancel the rest of this, which I'm sure you're happy about because Jeff Thomas has tickets. Because of that, all the tickets started soaring on the secondary market for the rest of this tour. Now, how few dates were there really in North America for this tour?
They are only going to be North America, Toronto, East Rutherford, at MetLife Stadium. They'll be in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
And Rose Bowl, and I think doing a couple shows in Mexico City. That's it for North America.
And is that it? Wow. Is this believed to be that's it forever? Or
that's the thought, because they're just, look, it's a miracle they're back together at all. So the fact is, I think this is going to be a one-and-done tour, going to collect it. They think each brother, it's the Gallagher brothers. Noel is the guitarist and the songwriter. Liam's the singer. They think they each could net between 50 and 100 million pounds when this is all said and done. So I think they're going to take the money and just live the good life after that.
Yeah, we thought at one point there'd be a better chance of like Ken and Hugh Jackson doing a radio show together than seeing these guys get together.
Ken, I got to check the tape. I'm going to check the tape.
It would be an awesome week. It would be
awesome. You think it'd go that long, huh?
You know what? It would be an awesome 2.5 days. It would really be something. Yeah.
So the tickets, like, we always look at the get-in price. But if you actually look at how places in these arenas where you could actually have the best experience. Holy cow. I mean, $300 tickets were going to $2,000 tickets all of a sudden. And so the get-in price, like I'm looking in Chicago, the get-in price is still for general admission, $555, okay? But there are a lot of tickets that are in the thousands that are still in the rafters. So is there a price point for Jeff Thomas to avoid having to go across the border?
Maybe not being allowed back, is what you're saying.
May not be able to get back into the country. You might be doing your updates from up there. Is there
morning, A?
He's gonna get an accent.
Is there a price where you would say, oh, we can't pass this up?
All right, so just to give you the information, so we paid Canadian dollars over $1,000 for a pair of tickets, which is about $730 American.
Congratulations on all your success.
Now, let me tell you something.
You cashed in on those Silver Sal awards finally.
Well, I did. So now, you guys are married too. This was absolutely one of these, honey, are you okay I do this? So I had to get the wife's blessing before I even went ahead because I said, honey, this is going to be expensive. It's like once in a lifetime thing, go ahead. And I'm like, yes. So I got the tickets eventually, and I'm like, unless you want to pay off my mortgage, don't bother talking to me. I'm not selling my tickets. I've been waiting to see this band together since 2009. I've been waiting to see them personally since 2001.
Oh,
I'm not blowing this chance to see this.
Wow, that's a long time. Good
job. And then the fact is that if you're an Oasis fan, you've been watching YouTube since last weekend when they had their first two shows.
Oh, I've seen a ton of videos.
And they were phenomenal.
It was awesome.
Even the writers who hate them in England gave them 5 stars. That's how good they were. And I'm hoping they're still that good when they show up in Toronto at the end of next month. So unless you want to pay off my mortgage, I can give you the details. Don't talk to me. I'm not selling.
So if they were willing to offer $1,000 a ticket, no.
Nope.
No,
too far from what I already paid.
Right?
So no,
like I would think this seems like the experience, and that's why these concerts are making a comeback. Because remember the great Dave Popovich, one of the masterminds in music in the region, if not coast to coast, who retired a couple of years ago, used to work here, and I talked to him about this phenomenon, about how the experience right now, when we talk about entertainment dollars, they're going towards experiences more than anything else. Top dollar is going towards experiences. We saw with the Taylor Swift tour, how insane. Beyonce, how insane. Morgan Wallen, what people are paying to go see Morgan Wallen. Now you're seeing some groups come together, maybe financially motivated, because people like you are willing to spend. I mean, Jeff, you're not rich, but you were willing to fork over.
Hold on.
I love how
person.
I just love saying know. All this about you. That's
you
great. Really?
But
That's
for you great. To spend that much money.
I got the most plush Ford Focus you've ever seen outside. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, proportionally, for you to spend that much money, that's a big deal.
Like I said, this was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something. That's why my wife said, go for it. And I said, okay. And I see it. So would I ever spend this much on a ticket for something else? Probably not.
She's going with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And my wife, who's not a fan, is actually excited about it as well.
I thought you guys were both fans.
No, no.
Wow.
She can't. Okay. She really can't stand them.
Is there anybody in your life that's going to go, really? Really? You can't take me instead?
Not really. I'm pretty much alone on the Oasis boat in my family.
How long was that show, the first show?
Do you know
how long it went?
To about 2 hours. It was phenomenal, start to finish.
Okay. And you're only getting them?
There is an opening act who I've never heard of, something the elephant. Cage the elephant. Cage the elephant. They're thank you, Owen.
Popular, kind of.
Okay.
Yes, I'd never heard of. Richard Ashcroft, who's very famous in England for the Verve and stuff, opened in England. He's opening there. Now that would have been cool to see him
Verve.
Open here.
Yeah, man.
The Verve.
Yeah.
So
Bittersweet Symphony, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
I remember that. So
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
The final scene.
The medicine ain't working.
Yeah.
I don't care if she was your sister. She was hot. Oh, my God.
Well,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So,
oh, my goodness gracious.
So, and had a cross around her head, had some very valuable possessions in there. Coming in hot. It's coming up at 9:45.
Yeah, it is, boy.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, so you said they sounded great.
Amazing. 5 stars.
How'd they look?
They look good.
And are they putting on a show?
Well, here's the thing about Oasis. They don't put on a show. Now, granted, it's a giant stage. It's a big light show. Nowadays, you have video monitors. So even if you're in the boondocks, you can still see what's going on. But Oasis has never been a show band. When I saw them at Blossom in 01, they came out there. They just stood there and played for an hour and a half. And it was phenomenal. The music was so good. You didn't care if they weren't dancing around and all this other stuff. You don't go to see Oasis for a show. You go there to hear the music. And they were just amazing last weekend. And they're starting. In fact, they're in Heaton Park starting today in Manchester, their hometown, for 5 nights there.
We have a buddy who just texted us. He said he sold 2 for the Chicago show. He still has 2. I think he's still going to go. Lima, you're on that same thread. We have an outsider, not from the fan, who said he's going. He's in Chicago, right? They're going to Chicago.
I just wanted
to make sure. So, and then you're going to the one in Toronto.
Yes.
See, this. I think this is cool. See, this is what's great about this. Now, everybody's got a price. So, like, if you're like, hey, man, somebody offered me $10,000 a ticket, that's great. But as of right now, I don't know if anybody's going to offer you $10,000 a ticket. It seems like you ain't going to take anything less than 10 grand a ticket. And that's great because it's like, hey, I don't mean to be morbid about this, but, like, we all assume we're going to have a deathbed where really we're just going to walk out and get hit by a bus. Jeff, on his deathbed, well, I'm glad I still have that $2,000 or he got. We only know we have one life. That's all we know. And during Jeff's life, he got to see his favorite band. That is an irreplaceable memory that money can't buy. Because I told you about Tom Petty. When he died, I had to go into seclusion for the rest of the day. I was that upset about it, and then I was so thankful I saw Tom Petty.
That's pretty cool.
Tremendously thankful that I scraped up enough money to go to Blossom to see Tom Petty back in the day. And you're going to feel the same way, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is so
excited.
And what's interesting is this is so different from sports, where we always talked, would you sell Game 7? And then we found out, yeah, a lot of people would. But you can also then go home and watch Game 7 and see it. If you have an amazing Extend Technologies theater set up,
true,
you're going to be able to be with all your friends possibly and see it. You have no way to watch them in this what could be
this
final
is,
run, who
this
knows?
Is awesome. It's just awesome. Like his kid's grown. He doesn't have to sit there and be racked with guilt. So like if you want to do something for yourself, it's like, well, you know, my 10-year-old needs football stuff. And it's like, well, forget it. Never mind. But like, no, you get to enjoy this. You've made your sacrifices in life before. Now you get to enjoy. This is great.
So how long before the show? How many days are you counting?
No, it's August 24th. I'm not good at math, but it's about a month and a half.
And your level is, now that you've seen that their show is
actually through the roof.
It's going on. They're performing. They're showing up.
The best part for me is it wasn't about the band. It's about the venue. Rogers Stadium is brand new in Toronto. It used to be built on an old airport. It's the middle of nowhere. Coldplay is there right now doing shows, and their lead singer has been ripping on the place, joking about how it's the middle of nowhere. Thank you for coming a million miles to come see us on planet Earth because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's not like downtown. We thought it was Rogers Center at first. It's not. It's Rogers Stadium, which is a new place.
I had no idea there was a
difference. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Rogers got so much stuff up there.
They do. I was just going to the Sky Dome.
And then, that's what I thought at first, too, because it would be nice. We had a hotel right across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, hell with that now. And then apparently there are people saying when you sit down at first, the stands will sway until fans are settled in because it's just temporary. They're going to tear it down in 5 years. But the reviews are getting better the venue, so that's making me feel
it's
better.
Time to sell, Jeff.
Now I'm getting a little nervous, a little shaky.
I don't want Jeff to die for his
Ken, I'm going to face death to see my Oasis. That's
awesome. Will we do a farewell 2020 update the day before you go to Toronto?
Nice knowing y'all. I'm off to Toronto.
Well, you can't play Layla. You have to play Oasis.
I'll play Don't Look Back in Anger.
There you go.
Did they cover anything? Or was it all theirs?
It's all theirs.
It's all theirs, okay.
Because the big thing was they used to close with I Am the Walrus, which is a great cover of the Beatles classic, and they did all their own songs. So it was fabulous. There's 23 songs.
I have so much respect. Jeff, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, boys.
I have a ton of respect. I already had a ton of respect for Jeff. I have a ton of respect for Jeff also because of that. Because there's nothing in my life I feel passionate about anymore when it comes to music. To spend that type of money.
Yeah,
to spend money on
you.
Or to not sell tickets
I'm
for.
I'm with you. I do think Jeff's going to get an offer to get rid of his wife. And I think a fan of the show would be like, how about you take me instead?
I'll foot the bill.
It's $5,000.
Yeah. You can still go.
Send an email to the station. Send an email to the station.
Can you bounce Jeff's wife from the Oasis show?
You remember
show?
Demos in Shaker Heights? He had an open
Christmas.
Ticket to Green Bay on Christmas. And he was
right.
He called in, which I don't even think like he did it
Nobody
on his own.
Nobody took him up on it.
And I don't think anybody, but it was Green Bay at Christmas.
Christmas. Good.
And Baker just threw four picks.
Yeah.
So he made out on it.
Aaron Rodgers played like garbage. See, Oasis won't play like garbage.
No.
Somebody's going to offer to buy the other ticket from Jeff. And then his wife doesn't have to go. And then you just sit there with a stranger for the thing. And then that's it. Unless it's a great moment for him and his wife.
The honeymoon suite will be very awkward.
Hey, man. I'm an open-minded
try
fella.
It one more time. The honeymoon suite will be very awkward.
Sharing chocolate-covered strawberries.
8:40 this morning. Daniel Yafusi is going to join us on the show. Are the Browns going to extend David Njoku? I'm talking about paying Stephen Kwan this morning. I'm just throwing money at everybody, including David Njoku. But a lot of you guys surprisingly don't agree with me on this. That's up in 5 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would extend David Njoku. There were some people, yes, you know, this is a time of year where you look at social media a little bit more, you respond to, so you do some mining. You know, this is probably the slowest NFL offseason I can remember. There's TJ Watt conversation, but there's only so much you can talk about that guy. I mean, it's either, hey, you accept it or you don't, buddy. That's about it. When it comes to David Njoku, you know, that contract kind of snuck up on us for David. And there's definitely some people going, yeah, yeah, absolutely, sign him. It ain't my money, no big deal. There was some pushback on David because of injury history. I think we've always been kind of waiting for David to do more. I will tell you that. I think that he's been a good tight end. Some people have said, well, he's overpaid. I don't think you can find a tight end that isn't overpaid with the exception of Hall of Famers like Travis Kelce. I mean, that's it. It's just, if you guys look at those salaries, that it's just a wildly expensive position that you don't even realize is really expensive. But I had a lot of folks going in. And let me ask you this. Would you pay David Njoku?
So I've been thinking a lot about where I think Njoku can be and whether or not... Have we seen the best out of Njoku? You don't think he's getting any better, do you?
No.
I kind of agree with that. And he always hovers around 6 to 8 to 10 most productive tight end every year. Right? Now... He hasn't really had great quarterback play, so I'm not really expecting great quarterback play this year either, and then he's going to get a rookie maybe the next year. So if that's the case, it's like, is he blocking Harold Fannin? Is he going to get in the way of Harold Fannin's development? Now, he's only 20, so he's really young too, so it's not like we need Fannin to be great this year or anything like that, but I also don't want him to get in the way of Fannin's development.
All right.
So I probably wouldn't pay David Njoku right now. And I don't know. What do you think in terms of...
This is why I would. Because I think that too many people are putting too much on Harold Fannin. I think that he's a third-round guy. And when we're sitting here saying, well, wait a minute, we're just going to let Harold Fannin take the reins. I'm going, well, look, can we get to camp first before we put these things out there about Harold Fannin just taking over this offense as a tight end one? I mean, there were criticisms of Harold Fannin coming out in the draft. I'm not trying to rip on Harold Fannin Jr. I hope he does well. But damn, man, we're putting a lot on him when we haven't even seen him. He's just from here, and he went to BG. That's why I think a lot of people are going, it's just Harold Fannin's offense now. No. I do think that David Njoku has been, because of what we made him out to be in the media and even a little bit in the fan base to start off his career, what he was going to be. I mean, he's a first-round pick. I don't think he's ever lived up to those expectations. But he's been solid. And you need solid. He'll be on an extension. It doesn't have to be the biggest extension ever. He would be on an extension because I have Harold Fannin on a rookie contract for the foreseeable next 3 years. So you would have two more years with Harold Fannin to be tight end number two, or eventually taking over as tight end number one, where it makes it easier to decide whether or not you're going to pay Harold Fannin Jr. and easier to maybe let go of David Njoku. Some people were tweeting at me that they would trade him now. Well, you got $20 million of dead cap space, and I think you'd probably get the same thing out of him in a trade if you just let him play for your football team and became a very vital target for one of your four quarterbacks, because it's exactly what Lima says. I think if David Njoku were to hear me say, well, he hasn't really lived up to the expectations, I think he'd go, well, we get your fat ass out there running routes for some of these quarterbacks that I've had to do. I think that's a perfectly fair argument from David Njoku on that. I would probably draw umbrage from David if I were him. So I think that those fights are for David that are fair. I just want to pay him. Not an exorbitant sum, obviously, but the Browns have always found a way to pay guys and somehow stay under the cap, because you know what I think about the cap. If you let him play for the rest of this year, he's going to help out one of my four quarterbacks or four different quarterbacks at the same time, and you could franchise tag him if you really wanted to at the end of the season, or you could let him go. Maybe Harold Fannin Jr. does prove himself. You still need another tight end that you'll probably have to draft. But maybe Harold Fannin Jr. does play very well. You could let him go and you could get a mid-round compensatory pick if he picks up somewhere as a free agent.
Yeah, you said franchise tag for tight ends.
It's probably very high.
Well, last year it was $12.69 million.
Yeah, it's the average, top five average. Going rate.
Yeah, that was February of last year.
Money's money. I just think it's where he counts for everybody against the cap. So you're hoping, I mean, we're all hoping Harold Fannin Jr. has a great rookie season. That would make this a lot easier. But I just have to guard in case, hey, if David has to have four different quarterbacks throwing to him and he's a veteran, well, how about Harold with four different quarterbacks throwing to him and he's a third round rookie, guys?
I do wonder if they're like Fannin, the way that he got used in college. I mean, he was basically the entire offense for Bowling Green. I know you, fine, throw out the games against MAC teams, okay, of which,
yeah,
you know, I had a few of those games, but just watch him against Texas A&M and Penn State. I mean, not only did he look like he belonged, he was running wild after the catch, but he's also used, like they would use him as an H-back. They would hand the ball off to him, and he would beat, you know, guys on the line to the first down marker.
He was clearly a major college football, a power four tight end in the Mid-American Conference. I'm glad he showed up and played well against A&M. Don't get me wrong, but he was clearly better than all those guys.
Do you think so? You use him as highly coveted by the city right now? Because he's pretty, I mean, people are pretty high on him if he went to Tulane and he wasn't from here. If he was from...
No, probably not.
No, they wouldn't. But real quick, right before you made that point, which was a great point, Owen, Lima just said it. Lima just reminded me. He played well against Penn State, right?
Yeah.
Penn State doesn't have a lot of weapons either. So they had to use Tyler Warren at times as a wildcat on quarterback. Well, Harold Fannin Jr., hey, no offense to the guys at BGZ, but I don't think that they had a lot of talent to work with this last year because you have Harold Fannin Jr. being a big part of your offense. That's good scheming. That's good game planning. Good by them. But you see where the guy who was taken, was Tyler Warren first round or early second round? You see the guy who was taken higher who ended up having to help Penn State do it, you see the guy who's taken a little bit later. You put more pressure on Tyler Warren. I don't want to all of a sudden put a bunch of pressure on Harold Fannin Jr. Because I think that we could get to the end of this where in January, I'm making arguments that some people are going, well, what about Harold Fannin Jr.? That Andrew drafted him. And I'm going to say, well, he had four different quarterbacks throwing to him. So I just think it makes more sense. And I'm starting to turn into George Allen with this team. I want all these veterans to play, and I want all these veterans to get this chance because I think there's a lot more at stake than we want it to be, than we planned for it to be.
Would you be okay if you knew, because we talk about all this relative to the salary cap, which is really tough because obviously every team is under the salary cap, uh-huh, and every team finds a way because you have to by law in the CBA. So if you knew it came at the expense, a contract for David Njoku came at the expense of another position, what would be a similar position that they might have a hole at that they might need to pursue?
Offensive line.
Because again, so that's interesting because we know that Wyatt Teller, Conklin, Joel Bitonio, they are all likely playing their last seasons with the Browns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if this... You know, when you take Harold Fannin, what number was he again?
He was third round. 69, okay. Somewhere there.
So when you, all right, if we're talking.
I'm going off the top of my head, man.
When you take a guy top 100 at a skill position, you know, you're.
Third round 67. Damn, okay, I'm good.
So, all right, top
Damn,
70.
Got a leak.
When you're taking a guy top 70,
call me a football guy.
You're supposed to be paving the way for them to take over their position as a starter.
That's true.
Unless you're a Super Bowl team. And I remember fans were saying this the last few years. Look, the Barry's got such a loaded team that we have no place to put these guys. And then they go 3-14. You're like, holy cow, we have more holes than anybody.
So Jeremy Fowler put out his tight end rankings this morning at 6 a.m. He's got him listed 10th this year.
He's got David Njoku listed 10th.
The first guy you're thinking of, by the way, when I talk about the offensive line, and it's Wyatt Teller. Because Wyatt Teller's a unrestricted free agent or has a void after the end of this year as well. And people want to trade him when his dead cap hit was $30 million, for crying out loud. Now, I know that things could change, but there you go. I mean, if I'm choosing between the two, if I have to choose between Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and David Njoku, I bet a lot of us would probably take Wyatt Teller. Because think about it for next year. Yes, whatever quarterback we get is going to need weapons, but I also think that you need to protect that guy. And Wyatt Teller's been proven. Like right now, I got Zach Zinter probably replacing Joel Bitonio after his final year. Well, I think a lot of us are going to hold our breath for Zach Zinter because as much as I liked him, he was coming off a serious injury last year and he wasn't ready to play when he had to be thrown in there last year. So for this offensive line, I'm always protectionist about this. Then Harold Fannin Jr. would be forced to take on a different role or a more pronounced role within this offense with a rookie quarterback thrown to him. 216-474-0092 or even a second year Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, whatever. Chuck in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing well, Chuck. Go ahead.
All right, my thing on Njoku is this. I think we should move on from him. First of all, he doesn't have good agility. His change of direction is terrible. And when he gets the ball, I mean, his acceleration is minimal. You know, I think Fannin, I mean, this guy caught 150 balls. A tight end, you want a guy with hands. This guy got hands. The kid got speed. It's like a tight end slash receiver. What do you guys think about that?
Well, how good was his 40 time there, Lima? I didn't think it was very good.
He did not wow anybody at the combine. I do know that. In fact, people were kind of disappointed in some of his drill work.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people say he was kind of a tweener. That was one of the hard things to figure out about his evaluation. Like, was he more of a wide receiver? But then at his dimensions and his speed, if he's a wide receiver, then he's too slow. So
we're in a 4.71.
Yeah,
that's not very fast. What did David run at the combine? I'm imagining it's quicker since he was a first round pick. Okay. I think David's a hell of an athlete. He makes the harder catches. He makes easier than the easier catches. I mean, he's been,
boy, that is so true.
He has been an enigma for this offense.
He would have the most bizarre
time.
End zone drops. You're like, oh my God. And then he will box somebody out in the back of the end zone, somehow go up, and you wouldn't even know how he could see the football.
Yeah.
And it would just glue to his hands. This is a really hard guy to explain to people.
Well, the lost season he had.
They take a tight end screen 70 yards.
The lost season he had, if you remember, he was going up to try to make a wild catch, and then he came down and broke his wrist on the wild throw that he had from Baker, for crying out loud.
That's right.
216.
Njoku, 464.
474-0092. Only 464.
Wow. I would have thought.
The difference is the vertical and the broad jump in Njoku. Way bigger.
Yeah.
His numbers were way better.
No. Something's got to separate it. All right, you know who we're going to ask? Daniel Yafuse. We're going to ask him about this. Are the Browns going to extend David Njoku? If he had to choose, Wyatt Teller's up after this year too. Which one would he choose? We're going to put Daniel on the hot seat coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is from ESPN.com, covers the Browns for them. Daniel, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing well. So I'm going to ask you an opinion thing in a moment, but let me ask you, what are the Browns' plans right now with David Njoku?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And obviously, I just heard you guys talking about the extension stuff. You know, obviously, they actually met, if you probably remember, but they met with him and his representation, his agent down in South Florida back when they were on the pro day circuit, looking at Cam Ward and a whole bunch of other prospects. And I think as a whole, it's really important to, when you talk about these extensions and, you know, who to re-sign and stuff like that, I think it's important to note that the Browns have kind of acknowledged that this is kind of like a bit of a pivot year in a sense, like to see where they are as a franchise. Obviously, they traded back from 2 to 5 when they had an opportunity to take Travis Hunter. They wanted to get an extra first round pick in 2026 when, you know, Andrew Berry acknowledged the quarterback class is going to be a lot stronger in the first two rounds and whatnot. So when it comes to like extensions right now, I don't know if the Browns are really in a position to, or in a position where they're going to feel inclined to, you know, just, you know, maybe hand out the big extensions to some of these vets, like maybe they would have in past years. You know, Njoku is still fairly young, but he's coming off an injury plagued year. So, you know, on the Browns side, they might want to see him bounce back and get to that total for him before they give him a big extension. And to Njoku's part, obviously it's good to have the money up front, but he might want to show again that he is an elite tight end. He is one of those elite tight ends, those Pro Bowl caliber tight ends before he re-ups. So I would be maybe a bit surprised to see an extension before the season starts, just because of the nature of where the team is, and even them acknowledging that this is a bit of a kind of a wait and see year in terms of where they are at quarterback, where they are as a whole before they maybe transition in 2026.
Yeah, Daniel, Owen interrupted us earlier and said Jeremy Fowler, colleague of yours earlier this morning, had his tight end rankings and Njoku was 10th. And we've talked about this over the years. It's really hard to assess Njoku because there's been injuries, there's been certainly bad quarterback play, and this guy makes huge plays, also at times drops the easy ones. So, I mean, do you think he is Do you think he has the capability of getting any better, or do you think this is kind of his ceiling right now, where he's at?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's around 20 years old or so, and I think around that age. And, you know, he might not, like, improve dramatically, but I think that still right now, when he's healthy, when he's out there on the field consistently, I think he's a very productive tight end. We saw that when he was out on the field. You know, we know that they shuffled through four different quarterbacks, but he was heavily targeted. I think the thing was that he just wasn't put in a lot of great situations schematically to get the runs after the catch, the yards after the catch that we've seen a lot. So I think it's more so of, like, if he can stay healthy, we know he's going to produce. It's just that staying healthy is the big question mark for 2025.
Daniel Yafusi joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what do you think is their plan with Wyatt Teller? He's going into his final year, if I'm not mistaken, yes, at 31 years old. I know they have Zach Zinter behind him, but, you know, they also have Joel Bitonio, who this looks like this is his last year. So what do you think their plans are with him?
Yeah, I think it's another situation like that. You know, last year Wyatt spoke, you know, he spoke publicly about wanting to stay with the organization. He said that, like, while the team was struggling and obviously they were out of the playoff consideration, he said, hey, I've got a lot to play for. He said, I'm playing for another contract in Cleveland because I want to stay here. I want to retire here. But again, you know, obviously when you get up there in age, you have to be, you know, careful and prudent about the contracts that you give out. So I think it's another situation where he dealt with, I believe it was the knee injury last year. I think when he came back, he played pretty well in the second half of the season. I really thought that, you know, even despite the entire offensive line, you know, issues over the course of the year, I think that we saw a lot of those guys play some of their best ball a little bit closer to the end of the year. So I think it's another type of situation like that. Like, hey, let's make sure you can stay healthy. Let's say you're still producing. And then if so, yeah, we can maybe work on a 2-3-year extension to keep you in Cleveland, have you retire in Cleveland.
All right, so we love having somebody a little newer come on, share their perspective. So, Daniel, you obviously haven't seen these quarterbacks play in, you know, full pads and under the threat of true duress from a pass rush. With that said, what are your first thoughts on everything you've seen to this point from the young quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was going to start with the young quarterbacks and really when talking about the quarterbacks situation and say, I was really impressed with their poise. And if you're a Browns fan, I mean, this early on, that's the most you can ask for, that the game doesn't look too fast for them. I think that especially Dylan Gabriel, you know, with him getting a lot of first team reps and snaps with the first team offense going against the first team defense. At times you saw, like, early on in OTAs, maybe, hey, it was a little bit too fast. Maybe, you know, not getting through his reads as quickly as you'd like. I think that's just the nature of, you know, just playing, you know, against a top notch NFL defense. But I think, you know, those final couple of days in mandatory minigame, if you really start to come on strong, I think the same with Shedeur Sanders. You know, he just looks poised throughout, and you have to add the caveat that it really was against the second team defense, him running the second and third team offenses. But hey, you got to start somewhere. So I'm really interested to see how, you know, these practice reps really get divvied up as we get into training camp, because Kevin Stefanski, you know, throughout OTA, throughout the offseason workout program, he said not to worry about the order of the practice reps, but he did acknowledge when I asked him that once we get into training camp, yeah, we're preparing for the season, the regular season, and obviously part of that is evaluating the quarterback competition. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, does Dylan Gabriel continue to get these first team reps? Does Shedeur Sanders maybe step up in his workload and his opportunities? But, you know, so far it's been, you know, a good showing from these young quarterbacks.
Daniel Yafusi joining us from ESPN. He's the Browns writer for ESPN.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Daniel Yafusi. So Kevin Stefanski, and I'm going to get back to the quarterbacks here in a second, but this is a kind of a sidebar of this that ended up taking over the show earlier today. I think the fans are well within their right to demand that he starts the season on the hot seat. It's been 6 years. He's under 500. They were 3-14 last year at the NFL. But, you know, you said it. There's four quarterbacks there. And I'm going, well, you're really starting it off on the hot seat with an arm tied behind his back and his legs tied together. So what is, like, the proper amount of pressure on Kevin Stefanski going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of take it in a vacuum and you look at, yeah, any coach coming off of a 3-14 season, you know, this many years in, you would think just naturally they're on the hot seat. But, you know, I think we have to really take into context, you know, the situation of the team the past couple of years, the fact that, you know, Jimmy Haslam kind of took blame and took ownership for the Deshaun Watson move. And in a sense, like those comments at the owners meeting kind of felt like a mulligan, like, hey, like, I'm going to take blame for that. We're going to push it to the side. I'm going to let you get some time to, you know, as he said, you know, dig ourselves out of this hole. Obviously, like, another 3-win season isn't going to get it done. And if so, that you have to, you know, raise some real questions about whether, you know, he is the right guy and the right leader for this team. But I think, you know, just kind of my personal expectation is like, hey, just be competitive. Like, if you can win 6 or maybe even 7 games, but then you find a quarterback of the future, like give the ownership and give the fan base some reason to hope. Like, I don't think anyone expects a playoff team, but if you're competitive and you have a real reason to believe in the future, I think that that's what can be categorized as a successful season in a sense.
So who would you start the season with as a quarterback?
I would start Joe Flacco for just, you know, week 1 against the Bengals. I think that, you know, he might not have the top ceiling. He might not have the highest ceiling, but I think you have a fairly decent floor baseline with him just as a veteran who knows the offense. And, you know, he might turn the ball over a little bit, but hey, he's going to push the ball down the field. He's going to give guys opportunities. And just knowing how tough that opening stretches. I think ESPN said that the Browns have the toughest 6-game start to the season out of any team in the NFL. I'd rather have a veteran in there who, you know, can kind of take the lumps and isn't going to be too affected, isn't going to be too up and down with, you know, maybe some struggles early on. He's just going to kind of fight through it. I'd rather have them do that. And then maybe when they come back from that London game, or maybe when they come out of the bye week, you can turn to one of the young quarterbacks if the season's kind of already on the ropes and starting to fall apart.
All right, when they kick off on September 7th against the Cincinnati Bengals, will they have 4 quarterbacks still on this team?
I don't believe so. I mean, you know, we're not even seeing a lot of teams carry 3 quarterbacks nowadays on the 53-man roster, but just the nature of, you know, this quarterback room and having 2 rookies, I think both of those guys are going to, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is a 3rd-round pick. He's almost like assured a roster spot. And while Shedeur Sanders, normally a 5th-round pick, isn't guaranteed a roster spot, but, you know, he is a quarterback. And I think that so far he's shown enough. And I think he'll continue to show enough in training camp to you know, prove to the Browns that he's worth developing. I think that he keep those 2 rookies. And then I think it's a matter of which one of the veterans they feel most comfortable starting the season off with. Obviously, like, Kenny Pickett, we haven't really talked about him, but for whatever anyone wants to say about Kenny Pickett, like, the Browns kind of targeted him early in free agency. Andrew Berry said as much. They said that he was a guy, you know, that dating back to a year ago, they were looking at him as a potential trade target. So they do believe that there is kind of a ceiling for him to get better, a potential for him to get better. But I don't know. I think that I'd rather in this situation just kind of roll with Flacco and then know that you have a proven vet, and then you got some two young guys that are really worth developing.
You know, Daniel, that's interesting because we've talked trades like this whole last couple of months since they got 4 quarterbacks, right? But they traded a 5th-round pick for Kenny Pickett, but at the same time, they only traded a 5th-round pick for Kenny Pickett. Do you think they'd be comfortable letting Kenny go and like, hey, we gave up a 5th-round pick to take a look, doesn't fit into our plans, we wish you well in your future endeavors?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to get kind of some type of return back. You know, 5th-round picks, yeah, it's a 5th-round pick, but hey, that's another asset that you could use down the line. And you know, the guaranteed money isn't a ton. It's like $2.6 million that they would end up eating. But I don't know, like, the grand scheme of things, like, if you come out of training camp, if you end, you know, the final preseason game thinking like, hey, we've got 2 really talented young quarterbacks, 2 rookie quarterbacks and Gabriel and Sanders who are worth developing, and nobody's biting on a trade offer, like, I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world to like just cut bait and say, hey, like, we traded for Kenny Pickett earlier in the season, early in the offseason, when we had nobody no healthy quarterbacks in the quarterback room. And now we have 2 guys who we feel comfortable with and a veteran who can kind of lead the way early on. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to just kind of cut bait and just kind of move on with what you got in the room.
Hmm. All right, now I hate to do this, Daniel, because you've been an excellent guest. We'd love to talk to you more, but it is July 11th, so here we go. Stefanski on the hot seat. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, honestly. I think, again, those comments that we heard from
Jimmy Haslam.
Wow. I like Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. I just think that, obviously, like, again, another 3-win season, the tough conversations need to be had. But I think that it feels like the comments from ownership, they're going to give some time. They're going to give this group some time to kind of work through the post-Deshaun Watson era and see if they have anything that they can build on for the future.
By the way, does Deshaun Watson have a chance to play at all this year?
Oh, come on.
I mean, so the Browns publicly, like, they haven't said anything. I mean,
what do you
the
think,
story.
Daniel? What do you think?
I mean, I'm telling you from reporting that I've done, just speaking to doctors, it'd be pretty tough because in the normal timeline for him, especially after a re-tear, he might not get fully cleared, like, to really do full football activities until, you know, a third of the way into the season. And by then, he's just so far behind, I just don't see it. But obviously, he's been working at the facility really hard. He's been around the team, so we'll see.
Daniel, thank you so much for your time. All the very best to you and yours. I want to talk to you again soon, my friend. All the best.
No, most definitely. You guys take care.
Daniel Yafusi, ESPN, Browns Insider, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.